Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, let's talk about what's going on in Columbus, Ohio on this Thursday's Let's Go Local segment. We're going to get into some interesting government news along with some school updates with masks and also some exciting sports events happening. So let's get into Columbus, Ohio, shall we? This first story is involving the DOJ, or the Department of Justice, conducting a review of Columbus police. So Mayor Andrew Ginther, who is a Democrat, of course, announced Thursday that the U.S. Department of Justice has agreed to conduct a review into the Columbus Division of Police. Quote, "This is an important day for the future of policing in Columbus. This is not about one particular officer, policy, or incident. Rather, this is about reforming the entire institution of policing in Columbus. I am confident in the partnership and the additional tools the DOJ's COPS office will bring to our city," end quote. And that is, of course, what Mayor Ginther said. So back in April, Ginther sent a letter requesting the DOJ to help identify possible racial biases within Columbus policing efforts while also offering solutions for reform. Ginther also asked the DOJ to evaluate current reform efforts and pinpoint any possible deficiencies and racial disparities within the division. The letter cited a, quote, "fierce opposition from leadership within the Columbus Division of Police, despite former efforts to improve police reform." Quote, "We ask our officers to constantly train to be better, to strive for the next level of skill and excellence. This is no different. Our work is too important. The stakes are too high for us to ever be satisfied with the status quo," said Police Chief Elaine Bryant. Oh boy. Yeah. Good luck to you all, Columbus Police Department. Good luck, because this, I have a feeling this will not end well at all. I'm going to read for you guys the Central Ohio school districts and the updated mask policies that they have for the school year so far. So this was updated. I'm reading 10tv.com. And I am reading this article, and it was updated on September 2nd, 2021. So let's get into that, shall we? So Bexley City Schools, this is the current guidelines here. Universal indoor masking for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors to schools, regardless of vaccination status, other than those who may be exempted by district administration per CDC guidelines. Big Walnut Local Schools, masks are strongly recommended. Masks may be required if an outbreak is identified in a classroom or building. Buckeye Valley Local Schools, strongly recommends that those who are not vaccinated wear face masks while in school. Masks may be required if an outbreak is identified in a classroom or a building. Canal Winchester Local Schools, officials say masks are strongly recommended inside school buildings. Chillicothe City Schools, all staff and students, whether vaccinated or not, are strongly encouraged to wear a mask while in school. Circleville City Schools, masks inside school buildings are optional. Good for you, Circleville. Good for you. And, you know, I just don't like the term, you know, like, they're strongly encouraged. Like, no. Circleville is saying masks inside school buildings are optional, and that's that. Columbus City Schools. Now, this one I'm not surprised about. Students and staff are required to wear masks inside buildings. Social distancing will be practiced when it can, and school visitors are restricted to parents and guardians. I can never remember how to pronounce this one, but I think it's Coshocton or Coshocton. I forget. But the Coshocton or Coshocton City Schools, and that is TBD. They don't have an updated guidance yet, which I kind of find hilarious. So I'm going to have to do some more digging in that school district. Delaware City Schools. The school district is requiring students, staff, and guests to wear masks when the county fails two or more factors on critical factor report card published by the county's health department. Dublin City Schools. All pre-K through 8th grade students will be required to wear masks indoors to start the school year. Staff will be asked to wear masks if they cannot socially distance themselves from students. Gahanna Jefferson Public Schools. The school district updated its guidance on August 27th, requiring all students, teachers, and staff to wear masks indoors. Grandview Heights Schools. All staff and students in kindergarten through 12th grade wear a mask during the school day and masking for all indoor school events. The school board will revisit the requirement on November 11th. Groveport Madison Schools. The district is strongly recommending masks indoors. Social distancing of 3 to 6 feet will be implemented. Hamilton Local Schools. The school district recommends masks for unvaccinated students inside all buildings. The district says it will be mindful of each area the students are in throughout the school day. Okay, how you're going to do that? I'd be actually curious to see how you're actually going to do that, but okay. Heath City Schools. Masks are encouraged, but optional for students and staff members. Students will be socially distanced as much as possible from other students. Hilliard City Schools. All students, staff, and visitors in all schools will be required to wear masks when inside school buildings beginning September 7th. So that was this week. Okay. Jonathan Alder Local Schools. Masks are optional inside and outside school buildings. Students will be socially distanced 3 to 6 feet. When possible. Lancaster City Schools. Masks and social distancing are recommended. Licking Heights Local Schools. Masks and social distancing are recommended. Logan Hocking School District, if I can talk today, district using a tier-based system with different mask guidance. Yeah, and they have a link here to see the information, but I'm not going to because I think this is all bogus. But London City Schools, masks are recommended but not required. Madison Plains Local Schools, the school district will not require students or staff to wear masks. Marysville Exempted Village School District, the school district recommends masks for all students and staff in classrooms. Marion City Schools, all students and staff are required to wear masks in school. Mount Vernon City Schools, masks are encouraged but not required. I'm liking a lot of these though. They're not forcing them on the kids. Just saying, a lot of these schools aren't. New Albany Plain Local Schools, masks are strongly recommended for unvaccinated students and staff. Newark City Schools, masks are optional in school buildings but encouraged for anyone unvaccinated. Olentangy Local Schools, and I think that's how you say the name. It's Olentangy or Olentangy. I forget. Anyway, the district updated its guidance on August 20th, requiring masks for pre-K through 8 students and staff working at those schools. High school students and staff working these are strongly recommended to wear masks, which is also the situation happening in Forest Hills School District in Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way, in case you heard that, because I think that, I mean, that is just insane to me, that they're forcing the pre-K through 8th grade students, but not, you know, well, actually, no, that's not true. They're doing pre-K through 6 in Forest Hills and leaving the middle school, because they have a middle school. So middle school and high school are optional, which I think is bullshit. But anyway, you all know how I feel about that. But anyway, Pickerington Local School District. The district updated its guidance on August 13th, requiring K through 6 students to wear masks. Grades 7 through 12 are strongly encouraged to wear masks. That's exactly happening in Forest Hills right there. Reynoldsburg City Schools, masks required for all students and staff. Southwest licking local schools, parents will decide if their child wears a mask to school. Amen! Southwest Licking School District, you're awesome. Southwestern City Schools. The school district updated its guidance on August 20th, requiring pre-K through 6 students and staff working in those schools to wear masks. Grades 7 through 12 and staff working in those schools are strongly recommended to wear masks. Come on! Ugh! Upper Arlington Schools. Masks are not required, but recommended for the school year. Social distancing is also recommended. Westerville City Schools. All students and staff will be required to wear masks indoors when the school year resumes, regardless of vaccination status. Whitehall City Schools. Masks are required for pre-K through 8 students and staff working at those schools. High school students and staff working there are strongly recommended to wear masks. And finally, Worthington Schools. All kindergarten through 12th grade students, parents, and staff will be required to wear masks indoors starting August 25th. Okay. For all of those I read for you, those are the updates so far. I'm sure they will keep it coming for you, you know, keep it coming as they figure things out. But a lot of these, you can tell, are more about control. And yeah, especially for the kids K through 6. Like, what the heck? Like, the grades K through 6. I'm very upset about that. Because it's like, excuse me, that's the time you need to be building your immune system. I'm no doctor, but that's the time that you need to build your immune system. So the people that are actually doing the whole strongly recommend or you have to, well, they're the fear-mongering type and it's all fear-based. So parents, continue fighting back. Fight back, fight back, continue showing up. And by the way, social media Nazis, okay, I don't mean actual physical fight. I mean show up in numbers. And make your voices heard. This is where we have to do it. Right here in our local school districts. So do it. Do it. Do it. Because keep showing up big time and we will win. Guaranteed. Or also vote the people on your school boards out if you don't agree with what they're doing. So that's another option. But keep showing up. Keep speaking up. And vote them out. When the elections happen for you guys, vote them out. The health officials are at it again, Ohio. They are trying to scare us, and they're discussing the latest on COVID-19, including the Mu variant and rising hospitalizations. And apparently it's among pregnant women that are causing the rise in hospitalizations. So, and then they're saying they're unvaccinated, but I'm like, okay, again, with these numbers, and of course they're talking about specifically Central Ohio people, they are specifically talking about Zone 2, which is representing 37 counties in Central Ohio. So if you're part of Zone 2, they're trying to scare you. They're just trying to do, have you noticed a lot of the times they put you in zones? Yeah, this whole thing is just driving me crazy. And I'm like, look, have any died? There may be a rise in hospitalizations, but have any died right now? Yeah, they're saying rise in hospitalizations, and I really hope they don't die. I'm praying they don't die, but I'm also doing this. Just because it's a rise in hospitalizations, I mean, that's terrible. But, you know, as long as they don't die, that's a good thing. I mean, hospitalizations aren't great either, but at least if no one dies or if only, you know, it's a small number, then that means something is working here. But of course, they're also in this article, they're talking about the negatives of ivermectin, which is the recent drug that Joe Rogan took to help with COVID. And it worked. He got well in like 3 days. So if it's working for him and it's working for other people, which by the way, that drug, by the way, has been around since 1988 and it won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2015. So stop fear mongering. It's not working, you health officials. I mean, it's stop. Like, just stop. But you won't because you like the fear, because you make more money That's why you spread the fear, because you doctors make more money. And that's it. You've been making a bunch of money with the vid, and we're done. We're done with the fear mongering. We're done with you telling us, the public, what's good for us and what's not good for us. So we're kind of done, because that's up to my personal doctor and myself. We decide, and even my personal doctor agrees with that. So he and I discuss that privately. Not you random health officials that I don't know. The only reason I know of you is because you all are acting like, you know, money-hungry tyrants. So that's it. Also, remember, everybody, vote DeWine out in 22. We got to get rid of DeWine. We have to get rid of DeWine because he is a moron. Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. And now let's get into sports. So this first story is really cool. It says here at least 16 high school football teams are going to wear Ohio Army National Guard camo jerseys in honor of 9/11. So the teams will wear the jerseys this weekend as a way to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this week. So these are the teams that are going to be participating with this on September 10th. Which is my birthday, holla. And the teams include Anthony Wayne, Bloom Carroll, Elgin, Franklin Heights, Jackson Milton, Nelsonville York, Norwood, Cincinnati, Ohio, Norwood, holla, Ridgemont, Rossford, Seneca East, Steubenville, Stryker, Troy, Valley View, Waterloo, Waynesville. Those are the teams that are scheduled to wear them this weekend. So definitely go support those teams and continue honoring the loved ones and the loved ones that they lost. So continue honoring them, keep them in your prayers, especially this weekend. And good luck everybody with those teams. That's going to be a really cool moment, I am sure. Ohio State ranked number 3 in AP poll ahead of matchup with Oregon. So the Buckeyes are coming off a 45-31 win at Minnesota. So this is the poll, and this is actually the top 25 as of September 7th, 2021. So I'm going 1 through 25 here. So we got Alabama in the number 1 spot, then Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Clemson, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, Iowa State, Iowa, Penn State, Oregon, Florida, Southern California, Texas, UCLA, Coastal Carolina, Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, Mississippi, Utah, Miami, Arizona State, North Carolina, and then Auburn at number 25. So that is from the AP poll. And so the Buckeyes and Ducks kick off at noon at Ohio Stadium on Saturday. So look out for that. And those are the top 25 from the AP poll. So, of course, let's see what happens this weekend, folks. Let's see what happens. Welcome to this week's Education Lightning Round. Let's get started. New Mexico State University professor says he is barred from classrooms after bucking the school's mask policy. New Mexico State University professor David Clements was removed from his classroom after posting a video to Rumble claiming that he will not abide by the school's COVID restrictions, including the school's mask mandate. Quote, "As you can see, I am not wearing a mask. Why is that? Because I haven't lost my mind. That's why I will not wear a mask," end quote. Christian University commissioned pro-LGBTQ, pro-democratic murals for dorms. A local artist and alumnus at Atlanta's Emory University painted a mural of Democratic politicians and LGBT pride on a residence hall. The mural features slogans such as, "We're here, we're queer, get used to it." It also includes two prominent Democratic politicians native to Atlanta, the late Representative John Lewis and former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. University hosts Welcome Barbecue, intended for people of color. The University of Wisconsin-Madison hosted a Welcome Barbecue intended for, quote-unquote, self-identifying people of color. The barbecue is hosted by the school's Center for Cultural Enrichment, where their stated mission includes, quote, "embracing all races, ethnicities, sexual orientations, gender expressions, religions, classes, abilities, or any other aspects of identity we hold," end quote. Cambridge University to add signs contextualizing the whiteness of its Roman and Greek statues. Cambridge University's Archaeological Museum will reportedly install signs that explain the whiteness of the statues in a move aimed at appeasing students over the numerous Roman and Greek sculptures in the museum. According to reports, the white statues may give students a, quote, quote-unquote, misleading impression that there was little diversity in the ancient world. DC prep schools embrace diversity, equity, and inclusion. The top five DC area private high schools, including Sidwell Friends, Georgetown Day, Holton Arms, the National Cathedral School, and St. Albans, committed to a diversity, equity, and inclusion strategic plan. The plan will require every classroom in a given institution to demonstrate commitment to anti-racism. This will include chemistry classes, athletic departments, and boards of trustees. Fairfax teachers win $32.7 million bonus for extraordinary work during pandemic. Virginia's Fairfax County Public School District shelled out $32.7 million in bonuses for teachers who made, quote, "extraordinary contributions and sacrifices," end quote, during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly all teachers within the FCPS district worked from home, and many teachers lobbied to keep schools closed, even after data showed it was safe to reopen schools. Virginia Education Department instructs teachers to avoid teaching about Muslim extremism on 9/11. Virginia's Department of Education hosted a speaker who instructed teachers to exclude the role Muslim extremism played when teaching about 9/11. The presentation reads in part, quote, "School and classroom 9/11 commemoration are sites for increased anti-Muslim racism. This year's 20th century commemorations will likely result in heightened risks of racist discourse, threats, and violence targeting Muslim students in schools and society. Educators are well positioned to disrupt these risks by centering the socio-emotional needs of Muslims in their commemoration plans," end quote. California teacher tells class to pledge allegiance to gay pride flag. Kristen Pitson, an Orange County school teacher, is under investigation after she posted a video admitting that she encourages her students to pledge allegiance to the LGBT pride flag in place of the American flag, which she removed from her classroom. Quote, "Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you like it. Don't stand if you feel like it. Say the words if you want. You don't have to say the words. End quote. Yeah, you all remember me posting or talking about that situation. Whew. LA Teachers Union President: there is no such thing as learning loss. Cecily Myrant Cruz, the president of the United Teachers Los Angeles, or the UTLA, stated that students received a sufficient education via online learning, despite a slew of studies that rebuke this claim. Quote, "There is no such thing as learning loss. Our kids didn't lose anything. It's okay that our babies may not have learned all their times tables. They learned resilience. They learned survival. They learned critical thinking skills. They know the difference between a riot and a protest. They know the words insurrection and coup," end quote. And finally, Sacramento teacher admits he bribes students with extra credit to attend Antifa events. In a now viral video, Sacramento area teacher Gabriel Geip admitted that he bribes his students with extra credit to attend Antifa events in the community. Geip admitted to having an Antifa flag and Mao Zedong poster in his classroom, quote, "I have 180 days to turn my students into revolutionaries. I scare the F out of them," end quote. I have a new segment today called TikTok Thursdays, where I'm going to be presenting just a very, very sad TikTok for you all. And today's, well, just listen for yourself.
I don't know if this is considered an unpopular opinion, but if you have a daughter, you need to stop calling her princess if you do. The way that Disney has branded the princess is based on her beauty as her most important asset. This term also encourages the damsel in distress that needs to be rescued by a man, and it doesn't focus on their intelligence or integrity or any other character trait. Why don't we call girls scientist, engineer, doctor? Like, why does it have to be something cutesy like, oh, princess, what do you need? Like, no. My daughter's father called her princess yesterday, and I had to lecture him again. Because we do not use that term in this house. Even my own sisters have called her princess, and I will tell them, don't call her that. Maybe I come across as very controlling, but I think it's a very harmful word, and she shouldn't look up to that term. So,
yeah, it sounds to me like somebody, I think, was not called a princess when she was a kid. That's what that sounds like to me. I think she's very jealous when other people call her daughter a princess. If I have a daughter, I'm going to call her princess because, excuse me, I'm the queen. So she's the princess. Duh. Anyway, hello, the mom is always the queen. Let's be real. But in all seriousness, though, this is sad to me. What's wrong with being called a princess? Like, what's wrong with the thought of, you know, having someone save you? What's wrong with that? I mean, why not? Every girl loves that fantasy. Whether you want to believe it or not, every girl loves that fantasy. Okay, it's the truth. Everybody watch Disney. Everybody loves that fantasy. Okay, now is it 100% real? Obviously, like, no, but who cares? It's a beautiful thought. And guess what? I love tiaras and I love crowns. I love all that. So call me princess, call me queen, call me whatever you want. But with this chick here, especially when she said, her father called her a princess. Yeah, that sounds like a good father to me. What father doesn't call their daughter a princess? Like, come on. Like, y'all, she's, I'm assuming they're not together. When she said the girl's father, I'm assuming they're not together. Although I don't want to make assumptions, but based off this TikTok, I'm guessing they're not together. And so she's very bitter about him calling her a princess, which could actually be sick in its own thing. So if you have a daughter and she's a little girl, continue calling her a princess. But if you want to call her a scientist or call her an engineer, I don't judge that either, but there's nothing wrong with calling your daughter a princess. Those are your headlines for today, Columbus, Ohio, and the people that know people in Columbus, Ohio, and the surrounding areas. So for those of you that are fighting against all the mask mandates for your kids, keep going. We're all very proud of you. Keep going. And I read for you the school districts, so keep showing up, you guys. Keep showing up. We got to keep focusing on local. focus on local, focus on local. That's why I'm starting to do these segments so I can really pinpoint what areas are doing what. So I did Columbus today. So the next local segment will be Cleveland, Ohio, and the surrounding areas of Cleveland. So stay tuned for the next local segment on that. Today's saying is, don't talk, just act. Don't say, just show. Don't promise, just prove. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode with Princess Chloe. We are going to be watching episode 4 of The Prince on HBO Max. And I think she knows it's my birthday tomorrow because she's been really weird and quiet. So she may have something planned tomorrow. I don't really know. But she's been digging through my birthday boxes already, which is not cool. But considering it's my birthday, but that's fine. But apparently she hasn't told me her birthday yet. So I honestly don't know where when her birthday is. So don't tell her, guys. Don't tell her. But anyway, stay tuned for that episode. And it will be fun. I guarantee it, just like always. And quite entertaining, as always. But until next time, bye, my common sensocrats. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.